The Story of Prince Ajib.
I was a king, and the son of a king. And when my father died, I succeeded to his throne, and governed my subjects with justice and beneficence. I took pleasure in sea voyages, and my capital was on the shore of an extensive sea, interspersed with fortified and garrisoned islands, which I desired for my amusement to visit. I therefore embarked with a fleet of 10 ships, and took with me provisions sufficient for a whole month. I proceeded 20 days, after which there arose against us a contrary wind. But at daybreak it ceased, and the sea became calm, and we arrived at an island where we landed, and cooked some provisions and ate, after which we remained there 2 days. We then continued our voyage, and when 20 days more had passed, we found ourselves in strange waters, unknown to the captain, and desired the watch to look out from the masthead. So he went aloft, and when he had come down, he said to the captain, "I saw, on my right hand, fish floating upon the surface of the water, and looking toward the midst of the sea, I perceived something looming in the distance, sometimes black and sometimes white." When the captain heard this report of the watch, he threw his turban on the deck, and plucked his beard, and said to those who were with him, "Receive warning of our destruction, which will befall all of us. Not one will escape." So saying, he began to weep, and all of us in like manner bewailed our lot. I desired him to inform us of that which the watch had seen. "O my lord," he replied, "know that we have wandered from our course since the commencement of the contrary wind that was followed in the morning by a calm, in consequence of which we remained stationary 2 days. From that period we have deviated from our course for 21 days, and we have no winds to carry us back from the fate which awaits us after this day. Tomorrow we shall arrive at the mountain of black stone called Lodestone. The current is now bearing us violently toward it, and the ships will fall in pieces, and every nail in them will fly to the mountain and adhere to it. For God hath given to the lodestone a secret property by virtue of which everything of iron is attracted toward it. On that mountain is such a quantity of iron as no one knoweth but God, whose name be exalted. For from times of old great numbers of ships have been destroyed by the influence of that mountain. There is, upon the summit of the mountain, a cupola of brass supported by 10 columns, and upon the top of this is a horseman upon a horse of brass, having in his hand a brazen spear, and upon his breast suspended a tablet of lead, upon which are engraved mysterious names and talismans. And as long, O king, as this horseman remains upon the horse, so long will every ship that approaches be destroyed, with every person on board, and all the iron contained in it will cleave to the mountain. No one will be safe until the horseman shall have fallen from the horse." The captain then wept bitterly, and we felt assured that our destruction was inevitable, and every one of us bade adieu to his friend. On the following morning we drew near to the mountain. The current carried us toward it with violence, and when the ships were almost close to it, they fell asunder, and all the nails and everything else that was of iron flew from them toward the lodestone. It was near the close of day when the ships fell in pieces. Some of us were drowned, and some escaped. But the greater number were drowned, and of those who saved their lives none know what became of the others, so stupefied were they by the waves and the boisterous wind. As for myself, God, whose name be exalted, spared me on account of the trouble and torment and affliction that he had predestined to befall me. I place myself upon a plank, and the wind and waves cast it upon the mountain. And when I had landed, I found a practicable way to the summit, resembling steps cut in the rock. So I exclaimed, "In the name of God," and offered up a prayer, and attempted the ascent, holding fast by the notches. And presently God stilled the wind, so that I arrived in safety at the summit. Rejoicing greatly in my escape, I immediately entered the cupola, and performed prayers in gratitude to God for my preservation. After which I slept beneath the cupola, and heard a voice saying to me, "O son of Cassib, when thou awakest, dig beneath thy feet, and thou wilt find a bow of brass, and 3 arrows of lead, whereon are engraved talismans. Then take the bow and arrows, and shoot at the horseman that is upon the top of the cupola, and relieve mankind from this great affliction. For when thou hast shot at the horseman, he will fall into the sea, the bow will also fall, and do thou bury it in its place. And as soon as thou hast done this, the sea will swell and rise until it attains the summit of the mountain, and there will appear upon it a boat bearing a man, different from him whom thou shalt have cast down, and he will come to thee, having an oar in his hand. Then do thou embark with him, but utter not the name of God, and he will convey thee in 10 days to a safe sea, where, on thy arrival, thou wilt find one who will take thee to thy city. All this shall be done if thou utter not the name of God." Awaking from my sleep, I sprang up, and did as the voice had directed. I shot at the horseman, and he fell into the sea, and the bow having fallen from my hand, I buried it. The sea then became troubled, and rose to the summit of the mountain, and when I had stood waiting there a little while, I beheld a boat in the midst of the sea, approaching me. I praised God, whose name be exalted, and when the boat came to me, I found in it a man of brass, with a tablet of lead upon his breast, engraven with names and talismans. Without uttering a word, I embarked in the boat, and the man rowed me 10 successive days, after which I beheld the islands of security, whereupon, in the excess of my joy, I exclaimed, "There is no deity but God, God is most great." And as soon as I had done this, the man cast me out of the boat and sank in the sea. Being able to swim, I swam until night, when my arms and shoulders were tired, and in this perilous situation I repeated the profession of the faith and gave myself up as lost. But the sea rose with the violence of the wind, and a wave like a vast castle threw me upon the land, in order to the accomplishment of the purpose of God. I ascended the shore, and after I had wrung out my clothes and spread them upon the ground to dry, I slept.